Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you. Thank you for this opportunity that you have granted unto us, O God, to come into your sanctuary once more again to seek of your face while you may be found. May your name be praised, may your name be lifted. We exalt you, O God, as a church, as assembly. We declare of your glory, we declare of your power, we declare of your awesomeness, Almighty God, that we are alive today because of your mercy. And we come with thanksgiving in our heart, O God. We thank you for this opportunity that you have given unto us to worship you, to praise you, to honor you, and to embark on a journey of knowing you in your word, in the mighty name of Jesus. We commit this service in your able hand, O God. We commit the worship, the praises, the testimony, the word, the teaching, the sermon, everything that is going to be done today, that the name of our God will be exalted in a mighty way, that Jesus Christ will be honored upon this place, O God. We thank you for your children across the nation, those that are tuning in by faith, that Father, we pray that minister to us equally, O God. May your glory be upon this place. May your presence be eminent in everything that we are going to do today, that the name of Jesus will be seen, the mighty name of Jesus, the outpour of the Holy Spirit will move from this place, that people will be touched wherever they are. The sick will be healed, the blind eyes will see by the power of the Almighty God. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for everything that you have granted unto us, O God of heaven and the earth, and we don't want to take anything for granted, because you are our gracious Lord, and we are not ashamed to come before you this morning as we lay our burdens at your feet. We submit to the authority of the Holy Spirit, that it is our prayer this day that our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That Father, give us this day our daily bread. Meet each one of us at the point of our needs, O God. Minister to us, O God. Feed us with the angels' food in the mighty name of Jesus. Nourish our spirit to continue to standing strong for the glory of your name. And fill us afresh this morning. Baptize us afresh in the Holy Spirit. Inspire our worship. Inspire the teaching. Inspire everything that we are going to do today. Let it be inspired by the Holy Spirit. Lord, we submit ourselves that we are but just mere vessel, O God. May you use us in a mighty way. Anoint our lips. Anoint our eyes. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your power flow through us. Let your anointing flow through us. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your angels ascend and descend upon this place. Let this place be an anointed ground, the holy ground. We sanctify this place with the blood of Jesus. We sanctify the altar with the blood of Jesus. We sanctify the instrument, the hair. We sanctify with the blood of Jesus. As we decree the authority of our God, we decree the power of God to reign upon this place. We decree the liberty of Christ. We decree salvation. We decree healing. We decree the day of the visitation of our God, the day of jubilee, the day of favor upon us today in the mighty name of Jesus. As we come before you, Jehovah, let there be mighty works of God. Let there be mighty healings of God, mighty testimonies of breakthrough. Let the prisoners be loosed from their prison, oh God. We decree the jubilee of our God. We decree the salvation of our God upon this nation, upon this land. Let there be salvation. Let there be mercy, O God. We call on to you, O God, as we humble ourselves before you. We repent of anything we have done knowingly or unknowingly. We repent on behalf of our nation. We lift up even those, O God, that are going through difficult times, O God. Those that are going through difficult times, those that their homes have been flooded. Mighty Father, we pray, even those that have lost their loved one, may they find consolation consolation in you. May they find strength in you. May they find encouragement in you. We lift up every leader of restoration of the tent of David. We pray for your grace. We pray for impartation. We pray for understanding. We pray for every member. We pray for every child of God. We pray, oh God, that Lord, intervene in our midst. Intervene in our midst. May you touch us. May you heal us. May you edify us. May you reach to those that are in need, oh God. Those that are seeking you, oh God. May they find you. We thank you and we bless you for this opportunity that you have given unto us to come and worship you. As we surrender this service in your able hand, oh God, may your will be done. In Jesus' name, we pray and believe. Hallelujah. You see, the Lord is taking us in a journey. Hallelujah. Do you know, when you start your journey and your walk with the Lord, you are going somewhere. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And when you start that journey will take you to the places where God wants you to arrive, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just as we have heard about the story of Abraham, there's so much we can learn from this story. Hallelujah. First, we have learned that Abraham was coming from a family who didn't know God. Praise the Lord. Just the same way, even some of you who are listening to me right now, you are coming from a house that nobody may know God. Hallelujah. You might be coming in a broken home, broken house, a house infested with drug addiction, prostitution, and many, many things that doesn't glorify God. You might be the one coming from a family where nobody cares to go to church, where nobody cares to commit themselves in faith. You might be coming from a family of Muslims, of atheists, of people who don't know God at all. Praise the Lord Almighty. But irrespective of the kind of background you are coming from, just the same way Abraham was coming from a family infested in idol worship. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Today we live in many cultures where idol worship is part of many people's life. Just the same way when here in Chicago, there's a place called Chinatown. And when you go to Chinatown, as you approach the Chicago downtown, hallelujah, you will see a city there. And the moment you enter into that city, you will begin to see different symbols. One of the symbols you will see there is a symbol of a dragon. You will see idols everywhere. You will see people putting their idols in their businesses. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. So this is the situation where Abraham was coming from. Hallelujah. But irrespective of how the culture, irrespective of the darkness around Abraham, he had a calling from the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You might be the one that God is calling you, to come out because he has a purpose with you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You see, God has to save one in order to save the rest. You might be the one that God is digging to save, because the salvation of your family is in your shoulder. The salvation of your city is in your shoulder. The salvation of your generation is in your shoulder. The salvation of your countrymen is in your shoulder. So God is in the business of hunting for your soul. So you can't afford to be lost the way others have been lost. In the name of Jesus, can I get an amen? Hallelujah. You can't afford to live the way others are living, because God has a purpose for you. God has a calling for you in the mighty name of Jesus. And irrespective of how dark your surrounding is, irrespective whether you are coming from a family that doesn't honor God, know that God has a mark with your life. God has a destiny for you and is calling you out in the mighty name of Jesus. Do know it is not easy to be called out. It takes a struggle. Hallelujah. I believe it was not easy for Abraham to leave his family, to go to a place he never knew anyone. He didn't know anyone. God bless you all those that are watching from TikTok in the mighty name of Jesus. Abraham started the journey from a place he was familiar with. Hallelujah. I know some of you whom I'm talking to, there are places you are familiar with. Hallelujah. Even me, before I gave my life to Christ, hallelujah, there are places I was familiar with. Hallelujah. I grew up in the village. Hallelujah. I was intoxicated in secular world. I was intoxicated in America. You will call it clubbing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the village, we used to call it night music. Hallelujah. Night secular music. We could sneak out in the night to go, hallelujah, and enjoy ourselves and dance all the reggae we know to dance. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There was an environment that intoxicated us away from Christ until the day we gave our life to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The day I gave my life to Jesus Christ, I realized how lost I was in the world. I realized how I was an instrument that the enemy was using for destruction, not knowing that God had a destiny for my life, not knowing that God had a calling for my life. Glory be to God. I want to tell somebody, God has a calling for you, God has a destiny for you, and God is waiting for you to come out among them and be separate in the mighty name of Jesus, because the destiny of many are in your shoulder. The destiny of many are in your shoulder. Your family members are in your shoulder. Your children are in your shoulder. The decision you will make today to give your life to Jesus Christ will be a transforming decision that will touch many lives for the glory of God. You will be an instrument that will build many generations to come, because you made up your mind that I can't be like the rest. I can't talk like them. I can't dress like them. In the mighty name of Jesus, I have to be separate. I have to be separate. In the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to go to the word of God in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 3. Hallelujah. John chapter 3, I will begin reading from verse 3. Oh, let me just begin reading from verse 1 so that we get the whole story. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do you not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is a conversation that God was having with Nicodemus. Hallelujah. And the Bible said that Nicodemus was a Pharisee. He was one of the teachers of the law. Glory be to God. Just because you are a minister, just because you are a pastor, just because you are a deacon, you are an elder, do you know you can be a church leader, but you are not born again? Do you know many people who are serving the Lord in the church, they are teaching the word of God, but they are not born again? They don't have a personal walk with God. They haven't reached to that place where they are willing to be separated, where they are willing to come out of the masses and enter into a personal journey with the Lord, where they are willing to say, yes, Jesus, here I am. I am willing to trust your footsteps. I am willing to trust your leadership. I am willing to surrender my life, my destiny, to be led by thee, because I put my trust in your word. God bless you all, those that are joining in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you born again? Are you born again? You might be the Pharisee in the house of God. You know the ways of God. You know the Holy Scriptures. You are brought in the church. Hallelujah. And you reach to that place where you don't feel like going to church anymore. You don't feel like associating yourself with the things of God. And you know something is missing within you. You haven't given your life to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Today, I want to address this question. Are you born again? Are you born again? Or you are just a church goer? Hallelujah. Or you are just the one that go to church for entertainment. You go to church because the music is good. You go to church because you are talented. I have visited many places, hallelujah, of people that are in the church. They are very effective in the church. I have visited people where the choir is good. They are in instrumentalists that are playing in the church, but they are not born again. They are sons of the pastors serving the Lord in the church, but they are not born again. They are men of God in the church, but they are not born again. They haven't surrendered their life and their destiny to the Lord. Because when you are surrendering your life and your destiny to the Lord, they are asked to be a new beginning. They are asked to be a turnaround, to be born again. It means there is something new that has to be birthed within your spirit. Behold us to go, and the new has to come. That's why the Bible says we become what? A new creation. Hallelujah. A new creation. Something within our spirit is that will begin to look for the glory of God. Something that will begin to look, to know and desire, to desire to know God more and more. Your mind will be transformed. You will become sensitive to what doesn't please God. All the days of your life, you will want to live to please God. Hallelujah. Nobody will tell you that you need to come into the house of God, because that desire will be there. Desire for his presence. Because there is something new within you. You are born of the Spirit. And those that are born of the Spirit, hallelujah, and walk according to the Spirit, they shall be called children of God. Are you born again? Are you born again? Nicodemus came to Jesus, and the Bible said he came in the night. Hallelujah. There are people who are afraid to be identified as Christians. There are people who are afraid to come to church. Hallelujah. There are people that will sneak into videos like this, but they don't want to know that they are watching the service. They don't want to know people to know. They don't want friends to know that they have gone to church. Glory be to God. But they have many questions. There is a calling. There is a drawing. You see, for Nicodemus to come come to seek for Jesus, it means there was a drawing in his heart. There was a calling in his heart. Hallelujah. You see, God has to call you. He has to draw you to himself. He has to tell you, my son, my daughter, this kind of life you are living will destroy you. This kind of decisions you are making are not good. May you trust me with your life. May you trust me with your destiny. Are you the one that God is calling, like Nicodemus, who had studied, hallelujah, but still realized something is missing in his life? You might be the college graduate. You might be the CEO. You might be the billionaire and millionaire of our days, but you have realized that something is missing, that you have a vacuum in your heart that men cannot fill, women cannot fill, cigarette cannot fill, hallelujah, alcohol cannot fill, prostitution cannot fill, alcohol and drugs cannot fill it. Only the Lord of hosts can fill it. Your money cannot fill it. Hallelujah. No matter how much money, no matter how much wealth you have, you still realize there is something you need. There is something you need that friends can't give you. There is something you need that your position of power can't give you. There is something you need that your world can't give you, that only Jesus can give you. Only Jesus can give you. Glory be to God. Do you know one of the benefits of surrendering your life to Jesus Christ is receiving the peace of God? There are many today, your life has no peace. Everything around you is turmoil. Everything around you is depression. Everything, even when you go to sleep, you're not at peace. You are scared all the time. You are living in worry every day of your life. You don't know what peace is. You don't have peace in your heart. You don't have peace in your marriage. You don't have peace in your home. Everywhere you go, there is chaos. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because the Prince of Peace hasn't stepped into your life. Glory be to God. Because the day you surrender your life to Christ, the Prince of Peace will step in. Hallelujah. And it will calm every ocean of destruction, every ocean of malice, every ocean of bitterness. He will calm every ocean of anger, every ocean of insecurity that have plagued your heart, that have plagued your soul. Every ocean of anger, of bitterness, of life that doesn't please God. When Jesus come into your heart, he come to bring his peace with him, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. No wonder Jesus told the disciple, this peace I give you, not as of the world, but of the Father. May the Lord today give somebody peace who have chosen to follow him, who have chosen to give their life to Jesus. Don't feel ashamed of your need of God. Whatever it takes, seek God while he may be found. No matter your position of power, do you know there are presidents, there are kings who are looking for somebody to lead them to Christ. Hallelujah. Who are looking for somebody to tell them about God. They are praying that, Lord, please send somebody to tell me the good news. Yes, I am here. Yes, I am a mayor of this region. Yes, I am a governor of this region. Yes, I'm a president of this region. I am a governor. I am a senator. I am a doctor. I am a nurse. But still, I need Jesus. Father, send forth your word. Bring somebody around me that can tell me the good news, that Jesus loves me, that he can turn my life around. For the Lord says, unless you are born again, you shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Because the kingdom of God is for those that are born again. You have to become a new being. You have to become a new creation in the mighty name of Jesus. For the heavens are those for those that are born again. You have to be born of the Spirit of truth. You have to be born of the Spirit of counsel. You have to be born of the Spirit of wisdom from above, not the wisdom of this world, but the wisdom from the heart of the Father. You have to be born with the mind of God in the mighty name of Jesus, that the Lord will become the darling of your soul. The Lord will become your pursuit in the mighty name of Jesus, that your heart will hunger for him, your soul will hunger for him, your spirit will hunger for his presence in the mighty name of Jesus. Because when you are born again, your life turns around. The things you used to like in the world, you won't like them anymore. They will be tasteless to you in the mighty name of Jesus, because God will expose you to the beauty of his glory, to the beauty of his presence, and your heart will hunger for him in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As his servant David say, that a day in your cause are better than 1,000 days somewhere else. It's better to be a watchman in the house of the Lord. Glory be to God, because there is something that David realized when he encountered the Lord, when he received the Lord, when he was baptized in his spirit. He realized that his desire is to be in the presence of God. His desire is to seek his will. His desire is to worship him, is to praise him, is to lift him, because the guy became born again. The guy became born again. He received the Lord, and the lamp of God began to burn in his spirit. Is the lamp of God burning within you? Is the fire of the Holy Spirit burning within you? Is the Lord walking inside you? Is he leading you? Are you living with him in the mighty name of Jesus? For the kingdom is for those that are born again. And the Bible says you have to be born of the water and of the Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. You have to be born of the water and of the Spirit in Jesus' mighty name. Glory, 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 glory. I want us to go to Romans quickly in the name of Jesus, because we are laying the foundation of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Are you born again? Are you born again, child of God? Are you God born again, daughter of the Lord? Are you born again? The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 9, the Bible says, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Hallelujah. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. There is power in the name of Jesus. Anyone who will call the name of the Lord will be saved. So it doesn't matter how wretched, how sinful you are. If you call upon the name of the Lord, you will be saved. Do you know, salvation is as simple as that, but people complicate it. People complicate it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. People complicate it, but it's very simple. Do you know, you have to reach to the place where you realize Jesus is who you need. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the Savior of Saviors. He is the one that died for the sins of humanity. He is the one that laid his life that I may live. He lost everything that I may gain everything. Glory be to God. But the challenge comes in. Have you seen him as your Lord? Praise the Lord. Have you seen Jesus as your protector? Have you seen Jesus as your Savior? because people tend to seek for the one they trust. When somebody is in trouble, they will look for somebody they know they can get help. Hello, praise the Lord. So for you to call upon the Lord, hello, for those that shall call upon the Lord, the Bible said they shall be saved. So for you to call upon somebody, it means you trust in them. You trust in their word. You trust that the word they say is yes in the man. You trust in their faithfulness. Glory be to God. Have you reached to the place where you put your trust in the faithfulness of God? That even in your weakness, you put your trust in the faithfulness of God. In your sin, you put your trust in the faithfulness of God. Because you can't save yourself. Hallelujah. You can't save yourself by your power. You can't save yourself by your might. You save yourself by surrendering to the mercies of God. It's the Lord that is able to give you power to become a child of God. For those that believe in him, as the book of John says, he gave them the power, he gave them the ability to become the children of God. So when you believe in God, he gives you the enablement, he gives you the grace to enable you become the vessel that he created you to become, to become the child he created you to become, to become the daughter he created you to become, to become the son he created you to become, because God had created you for his glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, everyone here on earth, the moment God conceived you in his heart, hallelujah, he breathed on you, he spoke about you, hallelujah. And unless you come back to him so that you are born of the Spirit of God, you can't know yourself. Glory be to God. I always say that life begins the day you are born again. Born of the Spirit and of the water. True life begins there. Not just when you are born with your mother's from your womb. Hallelujah. Because from the time you are born from your mother's womb, when you are still living in this flesh, you are not living, fulfilling the purposes of God. But the day you call upon the name of God, the day you say, Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I can't do without you. Jesus, I believe in you. I can walk in your footsteps. I know when I begin to follow your footsteps, I will not be lost. I will not be lost. I won't die the way others die. My destiny will not perish in the mighty name of Jesus. Because God, you have a higher calling for my life. You have a higher life for me, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you have a life of abundance. And you want me to live a life of the overflow. You want me to live a life of abundance. And Lord, I come to you because I know I need you. I know I can't do without you. I can't breathe without you. Every day I need your mercy. Every day I need your wisdom. Every day I need your counsel. I need your leadership, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, come into my heart. Have your way in me. In the mighty name of Jesus, I submit my life to you. I surrender my soul to you. I am your vessel in your hands, O God. Take over me. Take over my soul. Take over my mind. Take over my spirit. Breathe on me. Baptize me. Infill me. Empower me with your Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, that my mind will be transformed according to your will. My heart will hunger for your presence for eternity with you, Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus. For those that shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Are you ready to call upon his name, or you are ashamed of the Lord? people who are ashamed of God. There are people that all the days they criticize the church. I've met people on the streets. They say that people in Africa, they lack things to do. That's why they're crazy about God. Hallelujah. That's why they love praying a lot. They love seeking God a lot. They like going to church because they lack things to do. It's not that we don't lack, we lack things to do, because we love God. We have encountered Him and we have seen what Jesus is able to do. He has transformed our lives and we are not ashamed of Him. We are not ashamed to call upon the name of God, because we have seen the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, and we have reached to the place where we believe on Him. Hallelujah. Have you reached to the place where you believe on Jesus, where you believe He's able to save you, He's able to set you apart, He's able to anoint you, He's able to use you for His glory in the mighty name of Jesus? For those that shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then will they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in Him of whom they have not heard, they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? Today God is giving you a privilege to hear the word of God. He's giving you a privilege to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ in your very home, in your very workplace. God is giving you a privilege to hear this preacher. Hallelujah. To hear this pastor speaking about the good news, that are you born again, child of God? Or you are just a mere touch go, but still wallowing in your sin, and you haven't made your mind to follow God. You haven't made your mind to follow the foundation of the truth of salvation through Christ Jesus in the mighty name of Jesus. You haven't made your mind to say, yes, Lord, I need you. I need you. Come into my life. Come into my destiny. Come and do the things that no man can do. Come and change the things that only you can change. Only you can heal my heart. Only you can deliver me. Only you can save me. In the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to go to the book of Acts. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 1. Let's just begin from chapter 2. I will just read it briefly. The book of Acts chapter 2. In the mighty name of Jesus, I will read from verse 37. Acts chapter 2, verse 37. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, brothers, what shall we do? And Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This was the time when the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost. And when the Spirit came, hallelujah, the mantle of preaching came upon Peter, and Peter began to preach the word of God, because the oil of grace had descended upon him. In the mighty name of Jesus, you might be the one hearing me preaching the word of God, and something is cutting you in the heart. Something is convicting you that you have been living wrong. You have been living wrong. While God has a destiny for you, God has a calling for you, God has a purpose for you, but you have been living wrong. You have been living wrong. Praise the Lord Almighty. You have forgotten that you need God. You have forgotten that you need a Savior. You have forgotten that you need to start a new journey with the Lord. Glory be to God. And Peter began to preach to the crowd about Jesus Christ of Nazareth. How how Jesus came into the world, how he died for the sins of humanity, that those who believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Are you the one I'm speaking to today that needs to have a turnaround, that needs to start a new journey of being born again? Your life will be so much transformed that the friends that used to know you, they will say, indeed, this one is a new person. He doesn't like the things he liked before. He can't drink again. He can't smoke again. He can't be committing adultery again. There's a newness of the spirit. There are new desires in him. He wants to please God. And a mantle of grace will come upon your life. Hallelujah. Some of you who are hearing me right now, God will call you to be evangelists, to be pastors, hallelujah, to be teachers of the word in the house of God. And they will look at you and they will say, is this so and so we used to know? Because your life turned around the moment you were born again, the moment you were mantled by the Spirit of Christ, by the Spirit of life, by the Spirit of truth, by the Spirit of counsel and the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. The moment that Spirit mantled you, the moment that Spirit took control of your destiny, you realize you are a firebrand for God in the name of Jesus. You realize you are a light unto the nations in the mighty name of Jesus. You realize you carry the life of God out of thy bosom, but out of thy bosom rivers of living water shall flow. You will worship and the sick will be healed. You will worship and the blind eyes will pop open in the mighty name of Jesus, because you will become an oasis of life. You will become a vessel that will feed generations with the oracles of God. Hallelujah. Your footprints, others will follow in the mighty name of Jesus. They will know that there was a man that walked with God in this city. There was a woman that walked with God in this land, in the mighty name of Jesus. And your name shall never be forgotten, because you'll become a book that generation will read in order to find Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus. So Peter preached to them, and now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, brothers, what shall we do? Brothers, what shall we do? You might be the one asking me today. You are wallowing in sin. You are demon possessed. The enemy is tormenting you. The enemy is misusing you. You are a vessel for destruction. But today you are asking yourself, what must I do, man of God? I don't know how to come out of this situation. I don't know how to come out of this lifestyle that doesn't please God. I don't know how to come out of this addiction. But I want to tell somebody today, it is not by your power that you can save yourself. All you need to do is to believe in him who died for your sins, to believe in him who is able to set you free, to believe in him who is able to anchor you in his word, in his truth, to believe in him who is able to give you power to become a child of God, who is able to open the resources of heaven to you, the resources of mercy, the resources of the Spirit of truth, who will come to guide you, who will come to live in you, who will come to empower you, that you will reach to the place where you will defend yourself and stand with the word of God, that you have not been given the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and the spirit of self-control. The spirit of the love of God will consume your heart in the mighty name of Jesus. They will begin to wonder. They will begin to count the days that you will backslide. They will wait for 1 year. They will wait for 2 years. They will wait for 5 years. I have been born again, now going 20 years. And there was a time, the day I gave my life to Christ, my age, my thought
daughter will backslide. They waited for one day, they waited for 2 years, 5 years, 15 years. They are still hearing me lifting the gospel of Christ, preaching to the gospel of the kingdom to all nations, planting the church of God wherever I go in the mighty name of Jesus, because it's not by might, neither by power, but it is by the Spirit of God. When you acknowledge Him, when you realize you need Him than your boyfriend, than your girlfriend, than your papa, than your mama, than your money, than your job, when you come to the place, you realize Jesus is everything you need. Jesus is the Lord you need. He's the Savior you need. He's the Lord that is able to put everything in place. He's the Lord that is able to restore the ears that the grasshoppers had hidden, that the cankerworm had hidden.
Some of you, your destiny have been so much wasted. You've wasted your life so much. Some of you, the lifestyle you are now living right now is destroying you. Is destroying your body, is destroying you emotionally, is destroying you spiritually. Your life is in chaos. The ears that the cankerworm. Some of you are being devoured by the grasshoppers that are hitting on your ears. You are in your 40s, you haven't given your life to Christ. You are in your 50s, you haven't given your life to Christ. You are in your 70s, your 80s. You are still debating the day you will surrender your life to God. You don't understand the devil is hitting on your ears, because he knows that when you had given your life to Christ, when you are 16, 17, 18, 20, hallelujah, you could be a firebrand that will save generation. You could be a firebrand that will give birth to the heavenly. You will give birth to inspiration of heaven. Agada garata kita galaganata reke parano oto savire kete kedia karata saganate reparata sagaruga aganagnate terino hota savarate zeke parantani hoto sabarata. Their people, their destiny is being wasted. Their life is being wasted because they are being debating the time they will surrender their life to Christ. But the Lord is sending a word today that the day you hear Him, the day you hear His voice, do not harden your heart. Do not say, I don't know this preacher. What is this preacher talking about? You are the one that God is talking about you. God wants you to stop playing games with your destiny. God wants you to stop playing games in that fornication bed, in that adultery relationship. God wants you to cut off. He wanted to start a new life that will please Him. A life that will give birth to the rivers of living water, to the oceans of the goodness and the mercies of God. That your life will not bring sorrow to your parent. That you will not die before your time because of living in destruction. Do you know there's a life that when you are living, you are drawing your destiny to the grave quickly. There are many people that they are drawing their destiny to the grave quickly because of the bad decisions they are making with their life. Bad decision they are making with their life. Their life is drawing to the grave quickly. God is saying, turn your life around. Because if you continue that way, you won't make it. If you continue that way, you won't live long. If you continue that way, you will destroy yourself. There is a better life I have for you. I give you life for dominion over all the powers of the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, for those that believe in Him, for those that believe. Do you believe in Jesus?
Jesus from Nazareth. Do you believe in the King of Kings? Do you believe in the Lord of Hosts, the King of Glory? He's the one that is able to redeem. He's the one that is able to restore. He's the one that is able to heal you. He's the one that is able to break that yoke of addiction. He's the one that is able to give you a new beginning. He's the one that is able to save your soul, to save your family, to save your marriage. He's the one that is able to open your eyes that you may see again. He will breathe on you the all of gladness on you. He will breathe on you peace that surpasses all understanding. Peace that reading of books will not give you, but only Jesus of Nazareth can be able to give to you, in the mighty name of Jesus. So they asked Peter, what must we do? Hallelujah. What must we do? Praise the Lord. You might be the one that Lord is ministering to today, and you are asking the same question. What must I do? And Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Repentance opens the door of heaven, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you might receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Repentant, open the door of heaven in the name of Jesus Christ. Today you might be the one that the Lord is calling to repentance. You have been living a life that doesn't please God, but you're saying, I am tired. I need a new beginning. I am ready to surrender my all to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are ready to say, yes, Jesus, I am here. I am here. I am willing to repent. I am willing to have a new beginning. I've been living a life that doesn't please you, but from today, I am willing, Jesus. I am willing to become that vessel. I'm willing to surrender to you, Jesus. I am willing. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want to pray for people like that. Then we are going to anoint ourselves with oil, that as you start a new beginning, the Spirit will rest on you. Hallelujah. The Bible said, then you shall be filled. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, if you haven't received the gift of the Holy Spirit, today you are going to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So I want you to open your mouth to God and begin to cry to God wherever you are, in your home, hallelujah, in your house. You can find a place just to kneel down and begin to pray, begin to call on Him. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted, to the contrite in spirit. I want you to open your mouth and begin to call on the name of Jesus. Begin to call Jesus in your heart. Begin to call Him in your home. Begin to say, Jesus, I need you. I need you more than I need myself. I need your mercy today. I need you, Jesus. I need you. I need you to come into my heart, to come to transform me. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want to start a new journey with you. I want to be like Abraham, who was willing to believe in the leadership of God, who was willing to come out from his father's house, to come out among the kindred, to follow the pathway to life, to follow the pathway to the promises of God. That Father, today I am willing to start a new journey, to start a new journey, a transformative journey, a journey of change in the name of Jesus, a journey of impact, a journey of the overflow with you, Jesus. Jesus, I surrender my all to you. I can't do it with my own might, neither with my own strength. Today I need your all. I need your anointing. I need you, Jesus, to come into my life. Cry out to God. Cry out to God. The Savior of the world is the one that is able to touch you. He's the one that is able to heal the ears that the locusts had hidden, the ears that the cankerworm had taken away from you, the ears that the devil used you, the devil destroyed you, the devil took advantage of you, the devil made you to live a life that doesn't please God. But today I pray that the blood will cleanse you, the blood of Jesus will wash you, he will bathe you in his blood, he will bathe you in his blood, he will cleanse your garment with the pure blood of Jesus. But the Lord will give you a new beginning, he will give you a new heart, he will give you a new spirit, he will put a new spirit within you in the mighty name of Jesus. A spirit that hunger for him, a spirit that want to worship him, a spirit that want to dwell in the presence of God, a spirit that hunger for the word of God, a spirit that hunger for the truth of the kingdom, a spirit that hunger for the righteousness of God in the mighty name of Jesus. For the zeal of the Lord consumed him. I pray today the zeal of God will consume you. The zeal of the truth, the zeal of the word, the zeal of prayer will consume you. The zeal of the gospel will consume you. The zeal to be in the presence of Yahweh will consume you. The zeal for wisdom of God, the zeal of the truth will consume you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I want to seek out those that have heard the word of God and you're just saying, man of God, hallelujah, I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I am tired the way I've been living and I need you, Jesus. I need you, Jesus, to come into my life and change my destiny forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to just to bow down your head wherever you are. Just say, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I come before you as a sinner in need of your mercy. Lord, I repent of my sins and all of my wrongdoings, and I receive you to be the Lord and the Savior of my life. I believe that you died for my sins, and on the third day you resurrected, and now sit at the right hand of the Father. Lord, I pray that you may give me the gift of the Holy Spirit to enable me to walk with you and live for you and use me for your glory. In Jesus' name, we pray and believe. If you made that decision, please make sure to write to us, reach to us. We want to stand with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So now we are going to go to the anointing session. If you have your oil with you and you want me to bless your oil, hallelujah, here we don't sell anointing oil, but we encourage children of God, hallelujah, you can buy like an olive oil and you can pray over it and you can use it in your home to anoint yourself, anoint your house, anoint your children in the mighty name of Jesus. We are using this as a symbol. So if you have your oil, we are going to pray over it, then you're going to anoint yourself. Hallelujah. The anointing will put a mark in your life that the grace and the power of God will go with you wherever you go. Whether at your workplace, your ministry, that the whole of God will manifest, the grace of God will manifest. God will empower you to do his great will in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. So lift up your oil before the Lord. We're going to pray. David, bring it up a little bit. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We worship you. We give you all the glory, all the honor, all the power we give unto you. Father, thank you for this opportunity that you've given unto us to hear of your word, reminding us the need of being born again, that unless a man is born of the water and of the spirit, they cannot inherit the kingdom of God. And Father, we know today there are those that have been born today of the spirit and of the water. We know today there are people who have decided to start a new and a fresh journey with you. And Lord, even as we lift this all before you, Jehovah, we pray that let it be blessed, let it be anointed, that even those that are lifting theirs by faith, I pray they are all be touched with the hand of God, with the power of God that made manifested at Calvary. May that power come upon this oil. May the authority of the kingdom come upon this oil. May the life of the spirit and the manifestation of his glory come upon this oil, that wherever this oil will be used, the sick will be healed, blind eyes will see, the dead will come to life, yokes shall be broken, favor shall be decreed in the mighty name of Jesus. Altars of darkness will burn by fire and be disintegrated. Infirmities will be defeated in the mighty name of Jesus. Destinies will be unlocked for the glory of God. People will be baptized by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God will come upon people as they put this oil upon them. Let people be filled. Let visions be opened. Let them speak in new tongues in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them prophesy. Let the wisdom of God be poured. Let the 9 gifts of the Spirit be revealed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let every yoke be broken, yokes of infirmities and delay be defeated in the name of Jesus. Yokes of the spirit of death be defeated in the mighty name of Jesus. That Father, it will be a new journey of grace, a new journey of beginning, a new journey of baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray and believe. Hallelujah. I want you to take a little bit of the oil and anoint yourself in Jesus' name. Just anoint yourself in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Anoint your hands. And I want you to lay your hands on your womb in the name of Jesus. Just lay your hands on your womb. There are destinies that the Lord will unlock. There's a new beginning. A new life will come upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father Lord, by the power of your anointing, let your spirit come upon your people. Fill them mightily. Let yokes be broken in the name of Jesus. Let wombs that have been tied be unlocked. Let destinies that has been untied be unlocked. Let people enter and walk into a new journey with you. Even those that have surrendered their life to Christ, let the grip of the enemy be destroyed. Let the creep of the demand of darkness be destroyed today by the power of your anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them answer in into a new life, a life of hope, a life of abundance of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Let limitation be brought to an end. Let darkness flee. I bind every authorities of the enemy. I bind every powers of the enemy, every powers of destruction that want to steal destinies of men, and subdue today in the mighty name of Jesus. As we unlock the destiny of our cities, the destiny of our children, the destiny of our community, let them be unlocked. The destiny of our nation, let them be unlocked in the mighty name of Jesus. For in our midst, you are raising the Abraham, you are raising the Isaac, you are raising the Peter, you are raising the Paul. You are calling your children out. Let your arm of grace be released. Breathe on them the spirit of Christ. Breathe on them. Breathe your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. In Jesus' name, we pray and believe. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.